My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out about Denmark, and Davin is now working with the FBI. What will transpire? Listen and enjoy.
That he means close.
Maybe. It's, you know, I never
I am close to them when they stand near me. But when they are in Denmark, I am not close to them.
I never thought of it like that. She goes, you can ask if you want. It's only fair that you know. It's fine by me. I go, it's just frustrating because you said you had family that you were close with in Denmark. And then you just say no. Then you just say yes. It is what it is, I guess. I just wish knowing you wasn't always a puzzle. She goes, here is what it is. I have family in Denmark who I'm close with when they come to Ghana. We don't really communicate when they are away. Knowing me shouldn't be a puzzle. Again, this goes right to the real.
Okay,
in
that
my
was
mind.
Pretty reasonable. Tom is ashamed of Joe and I because we don't remember the Danish family.
But I was thinking, about, I'm sure Chuck, as I was saying this, I'm sure Tom knows.
I know. Well, we were talking before about, you know, the lightning round was about trivia for the show. I said, he knows the show better than we do.
Really? Tom is the official Davin's Den archivist.
Yes. He is.
He could do the clips. He could do some work around my house.
I go, okay, I accept that. It appears my government is interested in my side work of bringing down scammers.
Huh.
She goes, well, that's good to know. I go, maybe, maybe not. That means they know everything about me, including us. It also means they want me to help them to bring down some scamming rings. Some have ties to the USA and, of course, Africa. Babe, I know you have scamming friends. If they are still scamming, you need to tell them to stop because some bad stuff is coming down. Now that the FBI is aware of me, I really need to be careful of what I say.
Didn't you try a tactic just like this once before?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, no.
When I went to Denmark.
No, I'm thinking that I seem to remember that you said something like, now you have friends who are scammers.
Oh, yeah, that tactic. But
yeah.
Now I'm bringing in the FBI.
Right.
Now I'm bringing in, you know, this former porn writer. He's working with the FBI.
Okay. But
why the hell not?
It sounded really familiar, you saying, you know, I know you know people.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really clever because it's like, oh, okay, you know what? Shutting down more than just her.
Yeah.
You know, or trying.
Here's an acid. This is pretty much an acid test right here. All right. If she's legitimately a scammer,
mm-hmm.
All right, bring in the FBI. You know, I'd be like, all right, I gotta go. See you, come back, and
yeah.
Never come back.
Yeah,
you know,
I would hate to think it ended on that. Yeah,
on that note.
But you're putting,
we just made up.
Yeah,
I understand.
I wrote
that,
a story.
You purposely threw that in the mix,
yes.
Right there,
yes,
which could she can go.
You're really not supposed to do this when you're scamming a scammer, by the way.
No.
You're not supposed to try to end this shit. But I just keep on pushing her because I want to learn.
Yeah.
I go, there's a thin line between protecting you. And if you're still scamming, please stop for your own good. You there?
Oh, wow.
What is that cartoon smoke? That would have been right.
Line. Burnt line.
She goes, okay, I hear you, but I don't have scamming friends. And if others are doing it, that doesn't mean I know people who are. The government should bring them down. And by that, it will make them stop that bad practice.
Is she fucking kidding me right now?
Don't hurt yourself. Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, dearie.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I wonder what I will say.
Okay.
I'm sure I will handle that well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I go, well, Mavis was a scammer, and you told me a friend gave you the Julie Love pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you about it. I was just letting you know is all. I thought I owed that to you.
that's incredible.
I've planted another thing for her to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy does now have FBI. Because remember, she used to have to worry. She had to fess up to me because I knew these killers.
Right.
From the porn company I worked for. These assassins.
Yes.
And I know black magic, so she can't fucking... And she believes in black magic, so she can't cross me that way. I am a dangerous hombre. She goes, thanks for letting me know. I go, no problem. Please don't think I was accusing. She goes,
thanks for the pro tip.
She goes, it's fine. Can't accuse me for something I'm not doing. Thanks for letting me know anyway. I go, no problem. I go, hey, there's a fake page linked to Ishmael. That's her cousin. I think it was created by the ones that have you and Mavis linked. She goes, don't get you. How is it linked to Ishmael? I go, his name? Ishmael Abbey.
Yeah.
His name. His name.
A picture of somebody else who is not him. White guy used by other scammers, which is true. With similar details like the other pages. It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, except it's so obvious.
There's a difference between you and Anne. You're like, really? And she would be like, oh, that's nice. You got a new page. let me friend request him.
Maybe we can collaborate.
Yeah.
Let me like pictures of your dog.
I go, our experience has motivated to protect people and fight these crimes. If they stole Ishmael's ID, then he is a victim. Let's leave it there, okay? She goes, no. What name are they using? Wow, this is strange. I go, Ishmael Abbey. She goes, tell me what you found out about it. I want to know. I go, I know a lot of things, babe. And now the FBI wants me to help them. I have told you what I can tell you. If it is his name that has been stolen, then he has nothing to fear at all from any government. You there? She goes, I don't get this. Why is this happening? I am confused. But how do you know the person using it is not real? And that's not all his. And he is not the only one called
She's
that.
On the ropes.
There are many people with that name, but I would have to ask him, is someone trying to mess us up?
Hold on, Mr. Devon, while I shit my pants.
And Agnes is on the ropes.
I go, I know it is a fake profile because the picture being used has been used by known scammers. As I said, it's very similar to the pages linked to you and Mavis. Mm-hmm. As for why is this happening, it was not very long ago where you were on the other side of this. Good people do bad things. Bad people do bad things. You know why it is happening.
Mm.
Now, it was interesting what you did right there, because you kind of powdered her ass and then put some more guilt on her.
Very well said, John.
You're a sweet girl. I know you have a heart, and you mean, but I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like pat you in the back with one
sword.
Hand, slit your throat with the other.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.